So I want to ask you about your 60-year-old man with HER2-positive disease, where I see you had the interesting dilemma that we always talk about, which is second-line therapy. What happened with this man?
Yeah. So in first-line setting, the patient received trastuzumab-based therapy. And then after progression on trastuzumab, the question is what to do next. This patient had no residual neuropathy, excellent functional status. And the question is, do we continue trastuzumab beyond progression? Certainly in breast cancer, there's literature to suggest that this is the way to go. But in gastric cancer, time after time, what we've run into trouble with is taking lessons from breast cancer and pretending that they're directly translatable to gastric cancer. And I applaud these companies for doing clinical trials in HER2-positive gastric cancer, but the design of the trials need to be carefully considered. So as you're familiar with, trastuzumab is FDA approved in first-line setting and showed overall survival, response rate, and progression-free survival benefit. In second-line setting, though, after trastuzumab failure, we already had several negative strategies. T-DM1 failed, lapatinib failed, and again, T-DM1 is a HER2 trastuzumab cross-linked with an also cytotoxic agent called DM1. They compared it in a large trial head-to-head against paclitaxel, and there was no difference in paclitaxel versus T-DM1, highlighting the aggressiveness of the biology of HER2-positive gastric cancer. And so, you know, it's just giving trastuzumab with another cross-linking agent was not enough. And paclitaxel works quite well in our disease comparatively, and so it was not any worse than this fancy new HER2-directed agent.
Was it paclitaxel or docetaxel?
Paclitaxel.
So before you go on, I always pick a bone with the GI investigators about that trial because you all call it negative, and I know it wasn't an equivalency trial.
Right.
But to me, it kind of looked equivalent, but with less toxicity.
Right. But you could say that.
But nobody uses
it. But that was not an inferiority trial. It was a small trial, and you can't. To do an inferiority trial, you need three times as many patients. But you can't go back and, you know, say, oh, never mind, it wasn't, you know, you just can't play with statistics like that.
So I would gather you probably gave this man paclitaxel ramucirumab?
Yep. It's interesting. And so this is, again, data emerging. And I've presented it at ESMO, but also since then, my collaborators in Korea and Japan have replicated this. In patients with HER2-positive disease, at the time of trastuzumab progression, up to 20% of tumors lose HER2 expression. And so actually in this particular patient, I biopsied him and the tumor was no longer HER2-positive. So in that sense, I was also very reassured that paclitaxel ramucirumab would be the right approach.
Interesting. So how did he do on the paclitaxel ramucirumab?
He's still on it. You know, I mean, again, it's relatively well tolerated, but certainly a majority of the patients suffer disease progression. And that's why in third line setting, our options are super limited right now.